Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Extension Today. I am Danny Hall. It's a pleasure to have joining us on the program this morning the Wilkes Extension Director from the Cooperative Extension Service, Bill Hanlon. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well, my friend. It's great to talk with you.
I'm doing very well. Hope you are, too.
I am indeed. Bill, what's on the agenda for us today?
Well, we're getting a few calls about bugs that are showing up this time of year, and there's two in particular that I'm getting the most calls on.
Okay.
The first one is the webbing that we're seeing in the trees, and these are called fall webworms.
Is it more, Bill, this year than normal? Because I have really noticed it lately.
It is. In fact, you will see these hardly over the years, and then all of a sudden they'll explode on you, and there's no really rhyme or reason to it. But the last couple of years have been mild, but this year they seem to be very bad.
What is it exactly?
It's a caterpillar of a moth, and what they do is when they feed, they form this webbing.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of gives them a little bit of protection from predators like birds and things like that. So, and they'll feed usually on the ends of branches.
Mm-hmm.
We have a similar caterpillar in the spring of the year called tent caterpillars. They form the webbing also, but they form it in the crotches of the trees. They venture out and feed, and then they go back into the tents for protection later on.
Okay. Now, what kind of damage can they cause?
Well, really, on large trees, they won't cause much damage. The trees will overcompensate for it. And the main thing with large trees is it's just not really very good looking.
Absolutely.
On young trees, though, they can completely defoliate a small tree. And over time, if it's, you know, year after year after year and with other stresses on young trees, it can cause the tree to decline and possibly even die.
Well, what do we need to do? How can we control that, Bill?
Okay, well, the old way was people like to burn the nests out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't recommend that,
no.
Mainly because you'll damage the tree in the process.
Right.
If you can reach it and pull it out by hand, that's one way. You'll get all the caterpillars and dispose of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you can reach them with a pesticide, an insecticide, that's another way you can control them. Otherwise, if you can't reach them, you can't spray them, there's no real reason to do anything to them because, like I said, the tree, it won't affect the tree that much.
If you do, when you do break those things open, though, they're literally in there by the thousands, it seems.
Yeah, they're numerous, and they can defoliate, you know, entire limbs. But like I said, it's more unsightly than anything else.
Is there a particular reason they'd be more abundant this year than in years past? Or
no, there really is no particular reason. Some years they're worse than others, and it may be just that the environment has favored the moths and they built up over time, and it just seems to be worse this year.
Okay. Our guest is Bill Hanlon. Bill is the Wilkes Extension Director for the Cooperative Extension Service, and we're talking about bugs, the fall webworms. You've seen them in trees all over the place. And you mentioned that we'll talk about a couple of different kinds, and I'm afraid what you're going to mention next is going to be two words that I have grown to hate. Am I right about
that? We're going to talk about stink bugs.
Oh, yes.
One in particular, the brown marmorated stink bug, is really a big problem this year, not only in apples, which I work in, but also I've seen it in vegetables like corn and peppers. And I went and looked at one commercial corn grower's crop, and they had destroyed probably thousands of ears.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Hungry little buggers.
Yeah, it is a big problem. And the problem with the brown marmorated is it feeds in large numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can do a lot of damage very, very quickly.
Primarily, are they going to be on fruit trees, or is it is sort of evenly divided between that and vegetables? Or
where we normally see them is in apples this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be attracted to the apples, and they'll, again, arrive in large numbers. And the problem is that the growers have to spray, or even homeowners have to spray on a regular basis because they're so mobile, you'll kill what you hit, and then maybe a week or two later, they'll arrive again in large numbers.
Now, are these the same or in the same family of those that I've been complaining the last few years about popping up in my house?
These are the same stink bugs.
Oh, geez.
And we've been warned by specialists that this fall may be worse than last year. And so now is the time to start thinking about that and start trying to seal up your house as much as possible in order to prevent these stink bugs from getting in.
I've just exploded with a silent scream here, Bill. If it's worse than last year, my goodness. Yeah. Tell me again, where do these things originate?
They originated in Asia, and they were brought in accidentally through trade.
Okay.
You know, they probably snuck in on some type of shipping container or something like that. And they started in the Northeast, and eventually they've spread to our area. I think 3 years ago was the first year that we really saw any, and they've just continued to multiply since then.
Now, you said about on the fruit trees and stuff, you can spray, and you have to do it frequently. Is that the key? Is that with your garden as well? Is that going to damage anything, or are there specific things you can use?
There are specific insecticides you can use for these. You just need to be a little bit careful because some of these insecticides have a long time between when you can legally apply it and when you can legally harvest.
Oh, okay.
It's called the pre-harvest interval. So some of them have very short pre-harvest intervals. Some of them may have 7 to 14 days, things like that.
Read the directions, right?
Read the directions, yes.
And there's really not, as I recall from talking with you in the past about that, there's not a lot that we can do when they're in our house. I mean, there's not things that you really want to spray in your house when they get to that point, is there?
No, not really, because you're going to be exposed to the insecticide as well as the stink bug. Scooping them up and throwing them in the toilet or throwing them outside or however you want to get your frustration out is generally the best way.
I don't think a shotgun blast is a good idea.
Probably not.
But it has occurred to me a couple of times.
I understand.
So ideally, you really do need to be tightening up your home now because I don't know where they come from, but it sure doesn't take much space for them to get in your house.
Well, and what I found is I found them mainly in my kitchen and in my bathrooms, and I think I figured out that they're coming through the bathroom vents. Uh-huh. And the stove hood exhaust vent over my stove. So
really? Wow.
I'm going to concentrate on sealing those up.
Okay. Well, I don't even know where to start in my house. So maybe I'll concentrate on relocating.
Well, it's going to be very difficult on older houses to seal it up.
Oh, my. Bill Hanlon, if folks have any questions about what we talked about or anything related, they can call you, right?
They can call me at 336-651-7333.
Bill, it is always a pleasure to chat with you, even when we talk about stink bugs. So, pleasure, my friend. Have a great day, and thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Bill Hanlon, the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Director, our guest today on Extension Today. Folks, thanks for joining us here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.